From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There's been a mass shooting in suburban Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Police say a gunman began shooting at a spa near a popular mall in Brookfield, Wisconsin. He wounded seven people. Lieutenant Mark Millard with the Brookfield Police says the suspect is still at large and he's asking for help to locate him.
The photograph of the suspect and his particulars, date of birth and age and that sort of information will be coming to this location. That photo will be released to the media, and we're asking if there's any information on this person to contact us.
Beth Strobusch is a spokeswoman for Frederick Memorial Lutheran Hospital in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This facility is getting all seven of the shooting victims.
Frederick Hospital received four victims, all gunshot wounds, and is expecting three additional patients. None of the four that are here are in critical condition.
Spokeswoman Beth Strobusch, the condition of the other three victims is not known. Both the White House and Iran are denying a New York Times report that says the two countries planned one-on-one talks over Iran's nuclear program. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The White House said last night there was no agreement to meet with Iran after the election, and Iran's foreign minister says there are no discussions or negotiations with the U.S. other than ongoing talks with the permanent members of the U.N. Security Council. Campaign surrogates were cautious on Sunday's talk shows. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the president's former chief of staff, told ABC it wasn't his call on whether it's time for direct talks with Iran, but credited the Obama administration with forcing sanctions to pressure Iran. Also on ABC, Florida Republican Senator Mark Rubio declined to comment on the issue, but did say Iran is closer today than ever to nuclear capability. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
For the second straight month, a super PAC founded by aides to President Obama outraised the super PAC founded by aides to Republican candidate Mitt Romney. NPR's S.V. Date reports.
Priorities USA Action took in $15.3 million in September, $400,000 more than Restore Our Future, thanks to seven donations of at least $1 million. Among those donors, filmmaker Steven Spielberg, trial lawyer David Boies, and the United Auto Workers Union. The new money will help Priorities reprise an ad from the summer that features a worker from an Indiana paper company that was shut down after it was purchased by Romney's Bain Capital.
Turns out that when we built that stage, it was like building my own coffin. And it just made me sick.
Priorities USA Action is responsible
even
for the
Republicans agree the ad helped drive up Romney's unfavorable ratings over the summer. Priorities co-founder Bill Burton says the ad will start airing in seven battleground states. S.V. Date, NPR News.
Former South Dakota governor and presidential candidate George McGovern has died. He was 90. This is NPR. A judge in Sanford, Florida, says lawyers for Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman may subpoena school and social media records of Trayvon Martin. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami. Zimmerman's lawyers say the records may help support their client's claim that when he shot and killed Martin, he was acting in self-defense.
This was Circuit Judge Deborah Nelson's first hearing in the case. She recently took over after Zimmerman's lawyers had the previous judge removed. Judge Nelson ruled that Zimmerman was entitled to subpoena Trayvon Martin's school discipline records, also his Facebook and Twitter accounts. Zimmerman's lawyer, Mark O'Mara, says the records may provide information about Martin's past behavior that could be relevant to the events of February 26. The judge also said prosecutors should have access to George Zimmerman's medical records, but both those records and Trayvon Martin's school records will not be made public. Martin's mother and father attended the hearing and condemned Zimmerman's efforts to get access to their son's school and social media records, saying it's part of a strategy to blame the victim. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The Roman Catholic Church has seven new saints, and two of them are from North America. The first is a Catholic nun who cared for people suffering from leprosy in the late 1800s. The second was a Native American woman born in the mid-1600s. She converted to Catholicism and eventually moved north to Canada because she was persecuted for her faith. There's unrest in central Beirut as hundreds of protesters tried to march on the Lebanese government headquarters today. They were enraged following a car bomb last week that killed one of the government's top intelligence officers. Some Lebanese officials blame the bombing on neighboring Syria, which is in the middle of a civil war. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.